As yet nobody welcomes you to the newly expanded Get This with Tony Martin and Ed Cavalli.
Morning, everybody. And today, what is the most annoying sound in the world outside of this program? Obviously, we've got the startling results of a new poll. Of course, we do.
Fruit juice making kids fat. Find out which ones are doing it.
Movie subtitling disasters, recycled water bloopers, and parliamentary share trading bungles.
Brand new segment, Cat News.
It's a new direction for radio's Get This. And what about the question on everyone's mind? Has radio's Tony Martin been accidentally poisoning his own dog? We'll find out.
Oh, no. Re-elect Fred Nile? Of course you want to. Find out his platform.
And Sean Hughes. Comedian Sean Hughes from Ireland. He's out in Australia. He'll be joining us and he'll be helping us judge the greatest rock video of all time. Which one is it? It's all coming up on Get This today, featuring a frosty cameo from Shane Warne.
Nothing. Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. What was the question?
The question was,
I said, yeah, go on. Ask if you want to ask at a charity day like that, if you want to ask those sort of questions, you go for it.
No.
As I said, I'm not going to talk about that. I'm here for the charities and the children today. If you want to ask those sort of questions, I'm not going to answer them. So,
I'm doing my job.
Move over here.
Let's Get This on Triple M. And she was. That's Talking Heads. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Get This on Triple M around the nation. I'd be Tony Martin. Ed Cavalli's
Hello.
Here.
Hello. How are you?
Is that Richard Marsden?
Yes, it is.
Wearing a rather sensible shirt today.
That's he's in the Lacoste today.
Oh, is that because we're going all sports on this show?
No, sports as.
Do you think I've got a sports look? I just thought it was more of a European sort of flair that I'm wearing today.
It's golfing.
Sean Hughes is in later on.
Yes, Sean Hughes is in the next
hour. Okay, so you thought you'd wear a polo shirt.
A French polo shirt.
To welcome our Irish gear. I like that.
Okay, the Irish love the French gear.
Good.
You know, we have had a lot of sports talk lately. Ed Cavalli's informative sports reports have taken off. There was a Ben Cousins joke on the show yesterday. We had live miniature table tennis on the program.
We did.
What are you waving now?
Well, Ben might not be the only one. Now, our current footballer of the year is Captain Johnson.
From Geelong, drunk a bottle of sunscreen off someone's porch.
How about these people? Do they give him a nudge? It's been alleged that the same player, possibly the same one as another incident, not as interesting, had to be subdued with capsicum spray after wrestling with an off-duty casino security guard fighting over a can of Red Bull.
Oh, that's just a day at the office for the footballers.
All right, what about this guy? Allegedly showed up to the opening of a new strip club with an armed robber.
Fantastic. Well, that's pretty normal in WA.
Okay.
You can't get in without one.
Is that right?
You've got someone from a criminal gang.
Not with that minor misdemeanor, mate. Can't get yourself a hard criminal.
Oh, look, all this sports talk, people are now saying, guys, you got to get back on the movies.
Safe ground.
We've got to have some movie talk. Yes, and we are going to do one of our movie shows. People saying, when's that going to happen? Where's Lockie Hugh?
Yeah, where's Lachey?
That's the missing element over there in Hollywood somewhere. We will do a movie show because we've got a few...
Do you know he was in The Matrix?
No, he was in Matrix 3.
Well, that's not the way he tells it.
He claims he was in the entire trilogy. I think it's because if you were to show them back to back as one movie...
Oh, yeah.
Technically, he would be in it. and he's in the game. He's the main character
in the game.
In Enter the Matrix, so he claims. Yeah. All right, we will do a movie show with Lockie. And we have some great movie bombshells too.
Oh, yeah.
Both Ed and myself have movie bombshells to drop.
Yep.
That sizzle coming up. But listen to this. Films are being lost in translation because subtitling is being done in countries such as India and Malaysia to cut costs. Subtitling errors on the increase due to cost cutting.
Is this something to do with...
I like it.
I mean, the most famous subtitling area, certainly on the internet, is All Your Base Are Belong to Us.
What did I say, Richard?
You said don't bring it up because you get the Star Wars.
Don't start them. Don't get them started.
But I think that might be from a video game. Though,
it's from a guy called Katz in a video game. Okay. Sadly, I know this.
Don't encourage the Star Wars people to call.
No, yeah.
They'll be
around here in their homemade Transformers outfits.
In one film translated from English to Danish, the line "Jim is a Vietnam vet" became "Jim is a veterinarian from Vietnam." In another film, "flying into an asteroid field" became "flying into a steroid field." Wow. And in another one, the phrase "she died in a freak rugby accident" was translated into she died in a rugby match for people with deformities.
Good film.
This is one angry subtitler says, this is a quote, experienced subtitlers are being replaced by inexperienced and unqualified translators who produce poor work for low pay.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. Subbing out the subtitles to...
What was the film that originally had the line that she died in the bizarre rugby accident? It sounds pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
Very good.
Shakespeare in Love, I'm sure was. My Super Ex-Girlfriend, starring Uma Thurman, has a line, we have a zero tolerance policy for sexual harassment. This was translated for Taiwanese audiences as, we hold the highest standards for sexual harassment.
Whoa.
In Princess Diaries 2, a reference to Sir David Attenborough was subtitled, pardon me, for Chinese speakers as Sherlock Holmes. Posh English bloke, that'll do. There was a problem with the film Norbert, but that had nothing to do with subtitles. I know Richard's scrutinised the subtitles of his favourite film, Failure to Launch, and reports that Matthew McConaughey is hot.
Okay. Yeah, it's all good. Yeah, yeah. It's fine.
The subtitles for Rocky Balboa featured a random sequence of vowels and consonants, but this turned out to be a remarkably faithful transcription. And subtitles for Steven Seagal's Half Past Dead later turned out to be a lengthy suicide note by the subtitler. Is that all the subtitle jokes?
That's a great selection of subtitle gags.
Are we all done? Bang the judge's tackle. Go on. Hit the mock bell. Drop a sandbag on to me testies. Oh, me plums. Caller.
Hot cow.
And let off some fireworks in me underpants to declare this segment over, please. Oh, that's very painful. Oh, especially after the sandbag.
Catherine Wheel.
We're back on safe ground. Movie talk.
Great.
Let's get back to sports.
Cat news.
Let's do that next on Get This. Wolf Mother here at Get This, Joker and the Thief on Triple M. People intrigued to know what our movie bombshells are. I've got an email here from James.
Hi, James.
Who says, does Ed's bombshell concern a film called Meat Pie?
Never heard of it. Never even heard of it.
Really?
Don't even know what you're talking about.
There's a lot of talk of it on the internet.
Probably something Richard. What is it?
It's called Meat Pie.
Never heard of it.
Hmm. Okay, that's going to be coming
up. No one would call a film that.
This is great sizzle.
Doesn't make any sense.
Here's what happens. Ed has worked on what he describes as the worst thing he's ever done.
No. The worst film of all time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And it's coming out.
It's not coming out.
Well, I've seen a poster for it.
It can't. Oh, okay. It can't come out.
Whereas I have worked on what I think is the best thing I've ever done.
Ishtar 2.
Ishtar 2. We'll call it that.
Yeah.
And it's not coming out.
Yeah.
So you and I have a kind of yin-yang thing
we
going.
Do.
It's going to be an interesting old year in the movie show.
It sure is. And,
yeah.
Animal.
Well, just give us some sizzle about Meat Pie. It's you.
Yeah.
And someone from Big Brother.
Yeah. Someone from Big Brother.
Ostentatious, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Someone from Pizza.
Yeah.
And the basic story is me and something happens to me.
Mm-hmm.
King Missile style.
Oh.
And then the antics ensue.
For once, we are not joking. Right. This is serious. Look it up on the internet movie database.
I've seen it on the IMDb.
Meat Pie.
Meat Pie. And it's got the discussion boards raving as to whether it exists or not.
Bad it is.
That's enough. Just dangle some bait in the water and we'll see if people are interested in Meat Pie. And indeed my controversial movie project. Details coming up later.
Yep.
But in the meantime, it's time to have some animal news as we visit the, get this, Wild Kingdom. That's it, is it?
I think it was Chewbacca.
Is that it?
It sounded
is
like. That's
the big intro.
That was the best cat meow I could find.
Well, the other ones are there.
Oh, there's other things that will spike throughout the segment.
People seem to think I'm poisoning my own dog.
You are, with the grapes.
I've got a Labrador. Now, you can throw pretty much anything into a Labrador. It's like a, you know, nuclear furnace.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem to, you know, have any problems with nothing at
all. It's like that bloke that eats the trains.
Yeah. The regurgitator.
Nope. Another guy.
That's my dog.
Yeah.
A guy who just does it on an amateur level.
Yeah.
Just for fun.
Yeah.
Not as a gig.
He's a recycler.
How about Rach? Rach has sent me a
Hey, Rach.
This is a document, a brochure that you can get from your vets called Known Toxic Food for Dogs. Number one, grapes and raisins.
Exactly, Tone.
Contain an unknown toxin, which can damage the kidneys. Oh, no.
Yeah.
I didn't know about that.
Can you get transplants for dogs?
But they're cool to drink wine, aren't they?
You drink wine, yeah.
They drink wine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What about sultanas, which are really dried grapes, are they not?
Yeah, well.
Probably the same, I'd say, Rich.
Yeah, that's under that category. So you're saying my dog should get on the donor list, just
donor
in case.
List.
Would a human kidney go into a dog?
Worth a try.
Could I donate one of my own kidneys to my own dog?
Good TV.
To kind of reverse the damage I'm clearly doing?
Good TV. Great TV.
What else is on this list, though?
No, hang on. A heartfelt story. Nicholas Boot comes back in for the Today Tonight to do a heartwarming story of Tony giving up a kidney for his dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah, obviously a dog, she's already eight, so, you know, it's only going to be a few years used. Would I get it back afterwards? Could it be translated?
Yeah. It's a loan. they keep them.
It's an interesting idea. What about this cat food? Cat food is dangerous for dogs because it's generally too high in protein and fats. Number three, alcoholic beverages.
Oh. not according to YouTube.
Can cause intoxication, coma, and death. Is this a...
Have you
is
ever
this for dogs or AFL footballers? I can't believe this out.
Have you seen people when they, you know, give their dog an illicit substance, smoke-wise? Mm. Have you seen that?
I have married into a Labrador family, and if you get out the family album, it's just successions of photographs of Christmases where a dog has been made to sit in a chair like a person and clutch a stubby between two paws and drink from it. Like every year in my family-in-law, this goes on. It's been going on since the 50s. They love it, getting dogs pissed. That's what I've married into. Number four, marijuana.
That's what I was getting at.
Depress the nervous system, cause vomiting, and changes in heart rate.
As if a Labrador couldn't eat any more. Get it on the chew. Get the munchies.
Hey? So what's going on? The dog's scooping up with the paws. It's an unusual look. If you use the Skippy cutaways to get that roll properly. And number five on the list, string. Can become trapped in the digestive system.
Because humans don't. In the Harry Crumb documentary, his brother.
Harry Crumb? Who's Harry Crumb with John Candy? What are you talking about?
You mean Robert Crumb?
Robert Crumb. In Who's Harry Crumb?
Don't confuse your crumbs.
In Who's Harry Crumb when he eats that rope? It's a horrible final scene. No, in the Robert Crumb.
Oh, yeah.
His brother eats a piece of string and then pulls it out the other end to clean himself out.
But he has them going both ends, so the string isn't broken, so it's coming out of his mouth.
So it's like a kind of rectal flow.
That's what it is. And that is the most insane thing I've ever seen in my life.
More good TV.
more great photos for the family album.
Pulling it up the other way.
Okay, so don't feed
use you like a skipping rope, Tone. We could do that to you. Feed some string through you. Use you like a skipping rope.
As a warm up to the kidney transplant. Okay, so stop feeding your dog string, people.
Yeah.
If that's what you're up to.
Jeez.
Okay. What else is in the
wild
kingdom?
We've run out of time.
Oh, okay.
Oh. I've got plenty of...
Ed's got heaps of cat news, but when doesn't he? I can get this. It's a crowded house.
You got to tell me when the song's going to end, Rich. Because I love to sing along.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. Maybe we should just do the John Laws. Apparently he'll just switch on the mics during the song.
And sing away.
Yeah, I mean, obviously we have done that during Hinder from time.
But that's only when I can no longer hold it in anymore, you know, the power.
It's coming up in the next hour.
I know it is.
Yeah, lips of an angel.
I'm getting ready.
There inside, you've got to let it out.
Yeah, so true.
We will set the alarm off, don't worry.
Mm-hmm.
Just looking at news around the states, Queensland, of course. We love to follow the Queensland water situation on this program. Listen to this. A group campaigning against the introduction of recycled drinking water in cities has targeted Brisbane residents with a booklet claiming treated effluent can cause testicular cancer.
That's no good.
The booklet also quotes scientists as saying chemicals from sewage treatment plants were changing the sex of fish in British rivers. Now, we heard all this last year. Springborg was floating this theory.
Yeah.
You know, the girly water.
Yeah,
feminisation water.
Yeah.
Couple of drinks from the tap. Bang.
Bang.
You're wearing a dress, you're on the footy show in a tutu.
You're in Zoomag.
There's a bike.
Before you know it, you're getting $100 for being in Zoomag.
Basket appears on the front of your bike somehow, overnight. So watch out for the girly water. And, you know, testicular cancer. Whenever you want to put the kibosh on something, go for the nads.
That's a great way. Yeah.
Target the nads.
Target the nads, people.
Watch out for that water from pre-op springs. It's a fantastic drop.
They're way ahead on the recycled water thing in South Australia, as a matter of fact.
What's going on in Adelaide?
You would think that without even knowing it, they're at stage one of recycled water. There's a diarrhea epidemic.
Oh.
It actually is, to the point where they've put a public health warning on page four of the advertising.
What are the...
I don't know. I mean, it's a gastro
thing. What are the symptoms?
Kids, yeah. I mean, kids are in trouble, you know, just vomiting and... Yeah. Obviously, a case of the water poop.
Dear, dear.
People are suggesting don't prepare food for others. Wash your hands.
Don't prepare food for others.
Yeah. No swimming pools, waiting pools, spas, or shared baths if you've got diarrhea. So that's the post-show meeting out for me.
But shared baths are out?
Yep.
How will we get clean? They're screaming in Adelaide.
How can you save water?
Huge public baths, empty.
You can't share baths.
Look, the problem is, it's not, you know... It's not testicular gear. It's not diarrhea gear. It's just connect the taps up properly. They had this was in Victoria this week, somewhere where they the cold water was connected up to sewage by mistake. You know, wouldn't you spot that though?
Cordial, kids? Nope. No thanks, Mum. Just a small slice of cordial, thanks.
Hey,
just some brown cordial, please.
the shared baths, Rich.
Yeah, yeah.
I would suggest that diarrhea is the least of your worries if it's shared baths around at your place.
Absolutely. No, but it's very serious.
Okay, I'm feeling sick. Can we change the subject, please?
Let's religious.
Get on to John Howard. Oh, hang on. No, I'm feeling sick there. Where's a hearing aid? I didn't realise that.
Yeah.
Where's a hearing aid in Parliament? And there's a lot of talk now that, Howard's looking a bit old. Quick, is it too late to sub in Costello before
the
election?
Oh, really?
That's what they're saying. But Bruce Baird says the only way Mr. Costello could take the reins of power would be if the PM resigned or fell under a bus. Cut to Peter Costello in a bus driver's hat. Where are you going with that? Nothing. It's my second job.
I had no idea he wore a hearing aid. It's quite convenient, actually, because he's used it. I mean, he's sort of misheard a couple of questions in the past.
Obviously.
I didn't know you were talking about climate change. Sorry, guys.
Obviously, he had it turned down when their Children Overboard deal was going on.
And this thing is just tuned into Alan Jones's program anyway. You know, I've just got a text message.
Your phone's gone off.
This is good news.
The first time in the history of the show.
Got a text message.
Who's it from? Who's it from? The makers of meat pie would be my guess.
No, it's from my friend Brain saying that he loves it when we pay out Zoo Magazine.
What do you mean? Zoo Magazine is one of the foundations of this program.
And I'm going to say, no, I love it. I love every second of it.
Sounded to me like you were heading for religious news.
I am.
What's that?
Fred Niles got the answer to the water shortage, which we were just talking about here. Mm. The well-known Christian Democratic senator, 25 years of service, it says here in his ad in the newspaper. It's got a five-stage plan here to fix the water shortage.
Hang on, is the headline Source of the Nile? No?
No, should be.
Missed the opportunity.
It's damn the water shortage. It says, here we go, point one, build a new dam. Two, have industry recycle water by 2010. Point three, get rid of the gay Mardi Gras. Not really sure there.
Tell you what, if we're going down religion.
That's so nice. Rich is nodding at me going, that was good. Thanks, bro.
Nice. It's a caring, cheering atmosphere. You know, Virgin Mary sightings are on the increase in Texas when the image of the Virgin Mary appeared on one of their pizza pans on Ash Wednesday.
I remember
the dinner ladies at a particular school. Thought it was a message from God.
Mm.
Within hours, the apparition had become the talk of Houston and the pan a focus for pilgrims. Mm. This is not the first time the Virgin Mary's face has appeared in unlikely places. A grilled cheese sandwich, remember that one?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Bearing the outline of the Madonna, ended up fetching $28,000 on the internet for its Florida owner in 2004. In 2005, hundreds of visitors left candles and flowers and rosaries in a Chicago underpass after salt residue created a stain resembling the Virgin Mary. Another stain was found in the car park of a Michigan shopping centre. Wow, she's doing shopping centre appearances. Sorry. But, you know, it's just, it only has to be vaguely virgin-like and bang, $28,000.
That's pretty good.
I can't believe that, you know, Pizza Hut or Domino's aren't capitalising on this.
This is a good idea.
You know, baking them straight in. The Domino's Virgin Mary Supreme. The cheese stuffed crust and the Blessed Virgin clearly visible in every slice. Don't you think people would go for that?
They'd love it.
Instead of waiting for one to appear at random, start putting them in there.
It's a great idea.
Get a sort of cookie cutter, you know, thing.
Yeah,
that you
yeah, excellent
use.
Idea.
Your choice of pepperoni or pineapple apparition. Order two and get a 1.25 litre holy water max.
It's the Jesus Christ range.
Oh.
Mmm, now that's convincing. I'm filled with divine belief and hot cheese. See, that would be a good idea.
Yeah.
Start deliberately putting them in there because people will buy anything, apparently.
They will. Anything that bears a resemblance.
Yeah.
Pizza is all I can think about.
It's an odd campaign from the Almighty, I must say. It's a very odd campaign. Hmm.
It's grassroots.
Hmm, staying in an underpass. Yeah. That'll get him believing. Why not just appear on the news and say, look, it's me. Start believing, you lot. You're buggering up the planet. No, 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 no. On a pizza. That's the art.
Let's get her on a lie detector.
Undecided.
If the Virgin Mary showed up. If the Virgin Mary showed up, Tracy Grimshaw would have her on the lie detector. Quick smart. Her versus Mercedes Corby. Who's telling the truth?
Mind you, there do seem to be more Chappelle Corby sightings these days than Virgin Mary sightings. Notice that. She's appearing on pizzas. What about sound? You know, let's forget vision.
Yes.
What about sound? We are on radio after all. Mm-hmm. What is the world's most annoying sound? Personally, I think it's me going, looking for my next article. Let's cross that one off the list.
Eating through the show.
It's getting there.
Okay, that's two down. Mm-hmm. What are the others? International poll results. Next. Get
this. When something like this comes along, it gives a bad impression of the government.
Brought to you by Brian from Brisbane, who'd rather we refer to him as Sneaky Pants. Well, Brian, we'd all like to be called something else, wouldn't we? I'd like to be referred to as Dr. McDreamy, instead of what they call me round here, Old Mr. Ballsack.
Let's get this. It's Around the Nation on Triple M. And it's Martin, Cavalli and Marsland, the firm, with you this morning. And don't forget the podcast is up there. Two new podcasts this week. Two 40-minute Baconfield podcasts. And I reckon we're going to do a third one tomorrow.
What is it?
Third one up tomorrow. It was quite a backlog of gear to get
through. Right.
A lot of people, including Peter A., wanting to know if Slim Shady Sr. is going to be in the podcast. I have to find out what the music rights issues are. I have to contact someone from the 1930s and see if we're allowed to podcast that. But we will be replaying it on the show at some point. Also, just quickly, we've had a call from Keith who says you can buy a toaster that automatically puts the Virgin Mary onto your toast.
Great.
And
Money spinner.
Look at that. Cecilia's printed it out from the website www.iwantoneofthose.com. Not sure what other stuff they have on there, but it's pretty convincing.
Give us a look. Oh,
and also, Peter says, he's got a pregnant Jack Russell that can't stop drinking bourbon and Coke.
Oh.
Apparently that's unsafe.
Okay.
Don't get your dog pissed.
No.
As funny as it looks in the photos,
it's
maybe not something to do. We certainly can't encourage it.
No.
What about some music? Richard Marsden's going to impress us today.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Ready? Take it away, Richard.
Okay.
It's a bit repetitive. Do something else. Well done.
Nice. How's that?
Better. It's Hump to Bump. Chili Peppers here. Get this. Around the Nation on Triple M, where it's time to climb Talkback Mountain.
That is gold.
That's
Thank
brilliant.
You. Thomas Dolby and Matt Dow on the Pots and Pans. You know,
he's got to take it live, man. He's got to just take his show on the road.
That's a good idea.
I mean, that's killer.
See, that's not an annoying sound, really.
No, that's brilliant.
What are the world's most annoying sounds? They've done a poll. Of course they have. What would you think it would be?
Starts with C and ends in Elin Dion.
Yeah.
No, it's a sound often associated with Celine Dion, though. It's the sound of somebody vomiting. This is the world's most annoying sound. The sound as recreated by acoustics experts using a bucket of diluted baked beans. One out over the number two most annoying sound. Fingers being dragged down a blackboard. Oh, no. Don't do that. Oh, nobody will be listening now.
That's pretty
horrible.
Good. It's Robert Shaw in Jaws.
Very good. Third most annoying sound. Oh, no one likes this one. No, oh, turn that off, please. Stop it.
Quite like that.
No, not fun at all.
It's a personal massager.
For a mouse. What about this? Wailing babies. There they are. Look at Nicky Hamilton. Yeah. Not even batting an eyelid. She hears that one all the time. Please stop it.
Yeah, that started me leaking.
Those.
Sorry, Nicky.
Those are the four most annoying sounds in the world, according to humans.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens if you put all those four sounds together?
I like your pants
around your feet. That's what it creates somehow. Right. Don't know how that works.
That's a great. That's
please.
What?
Stop.
Rich, come on. Okay. Wow.
Wow.
Bring back the blackboard.
We're not into that anymore.
But hey, annoying sounds may soon be a thing of the past, as indeed may all sounds. Listen to what they're doing. I don't even quite understand.
Is this what we should be promoting on a radio program?
Yeah, I know. It's an experiment that's going on at Napier University in Edinburgh.
Hello to everyone listening.
The principle of active noise cancellation, or cancellation if you prefer.
Mm-hmm.
See, if we'd had it up and running, you wouldn't have heard that.
No, sir.
It can cancel any noise.
Huh?
I don't quite even understand this. The idea is that every sound has waves of peaks and troughs that can be cancelled out by producing the inverse simultaneously.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
So you've got one sound, and then you get the exact opposite of that sound. They cancel each other out.
It'll peak and trough.
Right. Mm. Okay, so if you got, like, I don't know, Motorhead.
Yep.
And then played, I don't know, Belle and Sebastian, there would just be nothing.
Nothing in them. Right. Yeah.
That's the idea.
Create a void.
The idea is to create silent pools in the workplace, just as desk lamps create pools of light. So you could just have a switch that you flick, and then within this radius, there would be complete silence. I don't understand how this is going to work in the workplace.
I see. Mm. So if the think tank is getting too raucous,
yeah,
the idea shower is getting out of control down the hall, the energy captain's whipping up a storm in the Cape running up and down the corridors, and you're innovating and inventing, you need some time out, and you just flick this little switch and stand in some silence.
So the exact opposite sound would be unleashed from some speakers, and the two sounds would cancel each
other.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Great idea. Forward thinking.
Yeah, it's a chilling thought for radio announcers everywhere. Silence could be coming. Silence. If we leave a long enough gap, will the Eagles come in? That's what used to happen at Triple M. They had the emergency tape.
That's right. Well, I know that they update the emergency tape every time the format changes because sometimes the music might not be of the new format.
Ah.
And I'm not sure exactly what the time limit is. I think it might be 30 seconds, but I could be wrong.
So if we sit here and do nothing for 30 seconds?
It could possibly come in.
What if I'm just rustling papers?
No, that counts.
Doing the Debenham.
My Peter Debenham. Pretty good.
Let's find those figures.
Okay, what does this lead us to? Secret sound. Secret sound. We've never played it.
No.
Never played it on the show once.
Uh-uh.
And we thought, you know, we did do one, but nobody ever got it. 4 weeks, nobody was able to identify that.
Still not sure what that is.
You want to hear it again?
Nope.
No.
Sure.
New,
most popular answer is Hinder.
Volume.
Oh, Adelaide.
No. So why don't we do secret sound in reverse? Let's get people to call up with their secret sounds.
Oh, we got to guess what it is.
Call us up, make a sound, and we'll see if we can work out what you're doing.
Right. Okay.
Easy enough.
This is turning on its head.
Yeah.
This is part of someone emailed in and said the innovation session should be called Imagine Pageants. I think
that's
what we've had here
great.
Is an Imagine Pageant.
An Imagine Pageant.
Because that is a new idea in radio. People call up with their own secret sounds. We sort it out. Great.
Yeah, you got to be careful with this. I remember years ago when we were doing Martin Malloy, the other station that was on opposite us started doing a segment called Make Us Laugh, where people just had to call up with jokes. We're thinking, well, hang on, isn't it work the other way around? Shouldn't the people who are being paid be making the audience laugh?
Yeah.
So Mick and myself had a segment, and it only lasted 3 days before we were told to stop it, which was called Do Our Job. So this is a bit of that.
Okay.
We're going to let the listeners do the work today. Call us up with your secret sound. See if you can stump us. 1-3-3-5-3.
Great.
Tub thumping. That's not a mystery
sound.
Stay
down. Stay down, tub thumping.
Humble wumba.
Get knocked down, stay down.
1-3-3-5-3 is the number to call with your secret sound.
Okie doke.
We're seeking to be stumped. Who's got a noise for us, Ed Cavalier?
Hi, Verity.
Yeah, hi Ed, how are you going?
I'm ready for the challenge, yo.
I'm going to have to hold my phone out and see if you can hear it. Hang
Let's
on.
Do it.
Here we go. Okay, the emergency tape's got to kick in.
Could you hear anything there?
Yes, was it the sound of someone holding a phone out?
Is that all what you heard.
All right. Well, we'll tell you what. We'll turn the volume right up on your line and we'll stop making stupid comments.
All right.
Here we go. Once more. Give it to us again, Verity.
Okay.
Okay.
Tap dancing.
Now, you must have heard something there.
We did. Now, what is it, the sound of a credit card being run up and down the side of a parachute tracksuit?
No.
No, no, there is parachute sort of material involved. But no, not really. That wasn't the main sound.
Is it an animal wearing a tracksuit eating something? No.
Well, you got the animal part right.
Okay. Yeah, the orchestra went too early, I think, Mr. Martha. It's a dog drinking a stubby, like we were talking about earlier.
No.
All right.
Sadly, no.
What is it we give up?
All right, it's my horse going around me in a circle on a sand arena, and there's an underlying sound you may not have heard that is his testicles flapping on the inside of his thighs.
Oh, of course. How did we not spot that one?
Especially, I think he got a bit of stage fright and they retracted, unfortunately.
You know, Ed's first job, Verity, was working with animal testicles, and I'm not joking there. You should have spotted that, Ed.
Yes, he should have. Verity, that's not in motion.
I didn't want to say anything, but I did recognise the slapping. And I think he may have a... I think he may have a problem. I think you should maybe take him down the vet.
All right.
It's a little warm up here today.
Okay. Fair enough. Thank you, Verity.
Verity. And, the correct answer was old Mr. Ballsack. Who's going next?
Hi, Nick. How are you?
Good, thanks, mate.
Good. Now, if your sound is testicle slapping against your thigh, we've already had it. So take it away whenever you're ready, son.
Yep, no worries. It's a...
Okay. Yep. It's is that from Super Mario?
No, it's not.
Now, hang on. So your secret sound was just you going...
Yes.
Yeah. Well, so I've got it right.
It's Super Mario's from the 80s. It would be from the 80s, the stand-up comedian.
Oh, is this a bit of Michael Winslow?
No. Eddie Murphy.
Oh, pardon me.
Is this
getting... Yes, you would be pardoning yourself.
Yeah. Oh, right.
So
yes.
At what point did Eddie Murphy go... Have I missed something here?
You'd be doing it in a bath.
Right.
Okay, in the Nutty Professor, pardon me.
No, well, thank you, Nick.
And I should point out, as a sound effects buff, The Nutty Professor is a $75 million Hollywood film.
Yeah.
All of the fart sound effects are taken from a series of CDs called The Hollywood Edge. In fact, Volume 13, Human Sounds.
Yeah.
$75 million. Wouldn't you make your own farts?
No.
Instead of just getting them off the same CD they used on Hey Hey It's Saturday for years?
It worked on Hey Hey.
Very poor work.
Very poor.
Stump us.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
Hi, how you going?
You are excellent, sir. Take it away.
All right. Have listen to this.
I've got it. Paul, are you ready? Paul?
There you go. Yep.
That's you. Lapping up a can of Jim Beam and cola you've poured into a saucer for yourself.
Was it a dog? Was it a yellow Labrador?
No, it's a German Shepherd.
Oh, German Shepherd.
And he's what was he doing? He was lapping up some drink, wasn't he?
No, he's just licking his chops.
Licking his chops in anticipation of what? What are you dangling in front of him?
Not my testicles.
No, you wouldn't want to do that. Here's a disturbing image. It's an interesting way of training your dog. Okay, bring the paper in and, hey, these could be yours. All right.
Paul, thank you, sir.
I haven't been keeping score.
I think we're losing. I tell you what, though, Rich hasn't answered any. Hello, is it caller? Are you there?
Hang on.
We're still
caller.
Seeing if it's...
this could be anything.
If it's clean enough.
This may be unfit for broadcast.
Hello.
Cecilia is shaking her head. Let's just put it to air anyway.
Hi, Ryan, how are you?
Yeah, not too bad, mate. So.
I'm pretty good. Firstly, put them away. And now let's hear your sound.
All right, then.
Did you just kill someone?
Pardon?
You just killed someone. You just pushed someone down some stairs, yeah?
She's pretty ugly.
Oh, well, there you go. No, it's the sound of Rich.
Once again, I mean, the mind goes to testicles, but can I just hear it one more time?
Yeah, no worries.
You're not calling us from Wolf Creek, I certainly am.
It's dropping something.
You're dropping something on the ground.
Is it like are you dropping a videotape of The Wizard of Speed and Time?
No.
Oh, it was a very good guess, though, Ian. Tell us, what were you dropping, sir?
A book onto a book.
Oh, a book onto a book. And what were the two books, just out of interest?
Photo Creative and Porn Stars of 93.
There you go.
Wow.
Wherever they, if they land on, if they land on top of each other, what you have there is $25 from the Double Decker Department at People Magazine. Get a photograph of it. Thanks to everyone who played Secret Sound with us.
I was half right.
It's a shame, Ryan, because the prize today was actually a copy of Porn Stars from 93. So
those two books cancel each other out like that sound system. In the next hour, we'll be joined by somebody slightly more sensible, comedian and author Sean Hughes.
Get this.
I sympathise for anyone that has to deal with that as well as their personal issues.
Brought to you by Dan the Man, who wants to hear more banjo on Triple M. All right, Dan, check this out. Hey. Oh, Barry, I thought you were dead.
What I want, cause I can, if I don't, because I wanna.
It's Get This.
Be ignored by the stiff and the bored, because I'm gonna.
It's the second hour, and I saw a familiar sight. I saw our guest fumbling for the individual headphone volume control just there. Sean Hughes, I'm sorry they're so loud.
I like it. I'm deaf, I know.
This is a rock station, so I hope you're enjoying the rock.
Yeah, this is a bit too hard for me. Can you put some softer rock on, please?
Now, you're on a show.
Hang on, this isn't going to be on for the whole show.
No.
But I might go crazy.
We've got something coming up called
Hinder. I thought I was back on the plane.
We're in a lift. What about Hinder? Do you know much of their work?
I believe the music isn't great, but their album covers are really very good. Hey, that's what I heard.
If you get onto YouTube, you can see clips from a fantastic English show called Nevermind the Buzzcocks, which Sean was on for many years. No longer on that.
No, I did 10 series. Mm. And I stopped because I wasn't really using any of my brain cells on it.
Yeah, okay.
And also, I didn't really want it on my tombstone. Like, here lies the captain of Nevermind the Buzzcocks, because it makes me sound like a gay pirate. You
know? We like to, name drop on this show. Drop a big name, someone surprising that you met during your time on that show.
Well, see, this is a weird thing. I come in and they, like basically the way the show was operated, it's a spontaneous show, so that means you all meet up at 3 o'clock to record at 8.
Gotcha.
And you get some really bad writers in there for the celeb.
To get that spontaneity locked in.
We used to do it on a Monday, and then on the Friday, the booker would ring me up and go, anyway, on your team this week is, and you know, you'd be quite excited.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I'd go, who are they? And they say, well, one's in a boy band called A1. And I'm going, what? And, like, and then I had to pretend, you know that I knew these people. Like, we had the Spice Girls. And things.
Oh, yeah,
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
It's someone we've heard of.
But I think that's it. And, like, I watched it recently because it's still on the telly now. And they have the same guests on heavy rotation. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Well, the Spice Girls. We can go better than that. Lamal. Did you ever have Lamal on?
Yes, we did.
Oh, yes. Wow. There's some sizzle. It's all coming up in this hour of Get This.
Sorry, Tony.
That's Hunters and Collectors, Holy Grail, around the nation on Triple M. It's the second hour. Get this, myself, Tony Martin, Richard Marsden pushing buttons. What about Ed Cavalier in the side? Karen, please, another fake round for Sean Hughes.
All right.
Now, just a mini bio. Sean's show was huge on the ABC here in the early 80s.
Yeah.
90s?
Early 80s. I'm going way back too far.
It wasn't early 80s.
No, it was early 90s.
Early 90s, yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, I was thinking.
I didn't do it when I was 14. I was thinking you're thinking of Malcolm in the Middle.
I'm thinking of Howard Jones. That's the problem. No. Early 80s. You were just dropping a name there, Howard Jones,
yeah,
off here.
Yeah, because I noticed he's one of my friends on MySpace. I put him on for a joke, but I do know him. But he's a lovely guy, actually. And he's come to see me perform live and stuff, and I didn't return the compliment. But we were both doing this Vegetarian Society thing, and they asked me to introduce Howard. He was going to do some songs. And I said, you know, another moment we're all dreading, folks, is when you hear Howard going, Howard's going to do a new one. Really don't need to hear that.
Bit of jazz odyssey, was it?
Well, yeah, that's the sad thing. Because, like, you know, I feel sorry for, like, at least with comics and stuff, like, people are dreading it if you say the same joke again.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, if you do a new kind of piece as a musician, people are going, oh, my God.
Yeah, well, he is touring. And we heard that in the English shows, his mum and dad were on the door selling the merch. Yeah, hopefully in the eyeliner and possibly a cape.
He gives them 10%.
Now, so you were out here. Well, the thing I remember about Sean's show, and it was a great series, is there was one episode that was full of swearing. Had a fair bit of F-word in it. Do you not remember this?
Well, No.
There was. Because we were on a show called The Late Show at the same time, and we weren't allowed to have any swearing. And you went out earlier than us. And I remember one week there was a few effings and blindings went out. And we went to see management. We said, look, Sean Hughes, he's swearing. He's on earlier than us. And I've gone, yeah, but that's overseas swearing.
That's
overseas
art.
Overseas swearing is different.
Overseas swearing is art.
That was a great series. Why no DVDs?
Well, I don't know. Actually, it was, it's really weird. It's not been shown anywhere. And as I say, I still get asked about it all the time. But I think it was such a long time ago. The machinery it was on now, it cost too much money to...
Analog.
Put it onto DVD. I was actually told it would cost a fortune from these big, bulky beta kind of tapes.
Yeah, the whole show was accidentally recorded on Betamax. That's the problem. But you were seen here recently on the same channel on the ABC in a detective show.
Yeah.
Were you doing some serious acting now?
I wouldn't say serious, but yeah, there's a thing called The Last Detective, which it's kind of, it's what we call Sunday sludge.
Right.
It's great, it's quality, but it's for old people who on a Sunday just go, he'll solve the murder. And I just play, weirdly, it's a weird character. I play this character called Maud, who's like a friend of this copper. I'm not a copper, I'm not your sidekick.
Oh, so you're kind of like a Cheech to Nash Bridges, in a way.
No idea what you're talking about, but yeah, it's very much like that. But so basically, like, you know, and because it's TV, you get really paid. So basically every week I go, hey, what's up to Dangerous, the cop? And he goes, there's been a murder. And I go, oh, good luck with that. And then I say, can I have my check, please?
Fantastic.
And there's six more of them coming out. We've done them already.
Great.
And do you help solve any of the crimes?
Sometimes by accident, I'll say, you know, oh, did you check the back door? And Dangerous goes, check the back door moment.
Now, but in between Sean's show and Last Detective, for many years you were a team captain on Nevermind the Buzzcocks. Which
you are a captain.
There you go. Very similar to our Spicks and Specks. But
I don't know where they got that idea.
But, you know, before we talk about that, we want to talk about your comedy work because, you know, how long is it since you've been out here?
10 years. But can I tell you the last thing I did on television?
Yes.
Which was, you know, and I hate reality TV shows, but I did this one. There was three of us that did it where we trained to be proper nurses in a hospital.
Really?
In Barnsley. For anyone who doesn't know Barnsley, it's the north of England, really grim area. Living on nurses' quarters and doing, you know, the 10-hour shifts. And
wow.
And I found it very fulfilling until I watched the programme and I heard the voiceover.
Yeah.
Oh, and the voiceover, no. I swear, the voiceover went like this, right? Sean Hughes, bachelor, 41.
Important to know.
Because who's got no children of his own, he'll be working in the children's ward. And then they're showing me kind of sleepily going into the children's ward. They might as well have just flashed up paedophile. You know, it was ridiculous, you know?
What is that?
I'm on the official sex register now.
You know, I don't think we've had a British comedian through here, or an Irish comedian.
Yeah. Whoa,
pardon me.
That war's not ever over.
Trouble at Mill. Who hasn't either done or been asked to be dropped into a jungle or, you know, be electrocuted. We had Gina Yashere. They wanted her to be electrocuted.
And some pottery. They wanted her to do some pottery.
Celebrity pottery. I mean...
Yeah, because I've only ever done things like I was blindfolded,
yes.
You know, to see what it was like to be blind and had to get from Blackpool to London. And that was a challenge.
Wow. Yeah.
And I went also, I did another one with the same country where I was in a wheelchair. But it's always, you know, it's not, you know, comedy stuff. It's like proper, like, see what it's like. But yeah, I get asked. We got the new one called Celebrity Come Dancing, which is ballroom dancing.
Yeah.
And I got asked to do that. And I'm thinking, have they any idea
That's the most successful show on Australian television, Dancing with the Stars.
But it's Australian stars.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you just nick everything.
Yeah, we do.
The networks have a whole bunch of tracing paper. And they get overseas tapes, put it on the TV and run the pencil over it.
But the thing is, the people who win Big Brother in England, you know, are just laughed at. Well, here they get jobs in Neighbours and stuff.
Yeah, that's right. They're reading the news within a couple of weeks. Hey, now, you were blindfolded and you had to go where?
From Blackpool to London. But, like, they wanted that whole element. There was three of us where there was a chase. But I went, I want to go on the roller coaster.
Right.
Because I wanted to get off and, you know, because that's the worst cliche in the whole world. And I actually did want to get off that roller coaster and just go, what was that like? It's like an emotional roller coaster. Because it doesn't make sense. Yeah, you know, I hate when people say, like, there was a thing, there was someone, again, I think it was on that Come Dancing, says, so what was it like? it's really like an emotional roller coaster. No, it wasn't, because if it was an emotional roller coaster, you'd be going up really slowly, then putting your hands up in the air with a load of strangers, going woo, then going down. And that was nothing like the experience.
Maybe there'd be a power blackout and you'd hang upside down for half an hour.
And you don't get a chance to get your picture taken, going woo.
But hang on, so you're blindfolded, where they just push you out a door and go find your way?
Yeah, with an assistant.
Right. Who's not blindfolded?
No, because like someone who would help, you know, does help blind people. No, because otherwise it would have been just three celebrities like getting run over.
Well,
Which is not bad.
Bad TV.
There will be a death soon.
Yes, we had a celebrity skating with the stars. I think there were three deaths and 14 incapacitated.
Fingers getting lopped off.
I have to say, this is totally out of context, but have you seen Night at the Museum? You know that film?
No, I haven't seen that yet.
Ben Stiller.
It looks like another Jumanji. That's my problem with it.
The only problem is I saw it on the plane coming over, and I don't know whether I was totally jet-lagged, but I actually thought it was all right.
No, apparently it's okay.
Because there was a kind of monkey in it that Ben Stiller was talking to, and I was thinking, this is brilliant. But I think I might have been jet-lagged.
Okay.
Well, we'll show you. I just want to know.
Have another look on the way back.
What was I hallucinating?
We'll show you Any Which Way But Loose in the song, and we see how you respond.
But also, have you seen the Bond film?
Yes, Casino Royale.
No, am I... Like, you know, sometimes they cut things out of...
Oh, for the plane, yep.
Does it finish with him shooting a bloke in the leg and going, my name's Bond, James Bond?
That's how it ends.
But I was going, what?
I know.
Mr. White, what? This film isn't over. I'm banging the air hostess going, what happens at the end? That's a terrible ending.
Surely there's a chase up a mountain and, you know, Mr. White should fall from a high tower.
Like, I don't get it. Are we supposed to assume that Mr. White was the one responsible? Or
I think so.
I think we're meant to assume it was all his idea.
Yeah.
But it was rubbish then.
Yeah. It did also feature Richard Branson starring as Man in Metal Detector.
Yeah. But also, Daniel Craig's a great Bond, but he can't run. He used to run, like a robot. And it's like that.
He's nuggety. He's a nuggety Bond.
Yeah.
Hey, we have barely talked about your work. Let's do that next. I'll get this. It'd be Hands Open Snow Patrol here at Get This Around the Nation on Triple M, where comedian Sean Hughes is with us. You can see him in Adelaide very soon. He's going to Sydney and then the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. I apologise to our Brisbane listeners. Something's got to be done, Sean.
Yeah, but Brisbane, last time I played there, it's only a small little place. I love Brisbane, though. It's great.
It's comparatively small.
No, I'm talking about the venue.
Oh, yes.
There's only a comedy club. And I remember there was no dressing room, so, and I don't like the audience to see me beforehand because I like that air of mystery.
Preserve the mystery.
Yes. Mm. And I was waiting to go on, and this old woman, she must have been about 70, and she goes, excuse me, and I went, what? And you know, I was really quite tense, ready to go on, or about to announce my name. I noticed she had a Sting tour jacket on, so that slightly worried me, and she went, have you ever met Sting? Sean Hughes! And I had to walk on with that, going around my head, going, oh my God, this woman's freaked me out.
And so, hence, no Brisbane on the current tour.
Not until that woman dies.
Now, you say,
I'll be back.
Have you met Sting? But imagine the people you must have met on your... How many years were you team captain on Nevermind the Buzzcocks?
Well, 5 years, I think, which is a David Bowie song.
Yes, I think... did Bill Bailey fill your shoes after that?
Bill Bailey did it. But do you know who Bill Bailey is over here?
Yes, we love Bill Bailey in Australia.
Because there's a joke I do... Which I'm not going to do over here because obviously you don't have Nevermind the Buzzcocks. But in England, I say, people always ask me, why did I leave Nevermind the Buzzcocks? I say, truth is, met a tramp on the street. He said, have you got any change? I said, have my job. But it wouldn't work over here.
Oh, well, see, the thing now that we have YouTube, you can see pretty much anything you want.
I know, but like, I don't want people having to go home and try to figure out my gag.
No, you don't want to provide
a nice hang on, I'll be laughing at that tomorrow.
Here's some notes to take home with you.
Bring broadband with you.
But, you know.
A little plug in every seat. Hang on, Sean, before you do the next joke, just looking up at YouTube.
But there is just some fantastic clips from that show. And what we want to talk about today is rock videos, because on Buzzcocks, you do this fantastic thing where you show a bit of a classic rock video and then you freeze it and everyone has to say what's happening next, and the answer will be the angel in the Bonnie Tyler clip leaps across the room.
Giant hot dogs dance across a pool deck.
Yes. That kind of thing. Do you have a favourite rock video?
Obviously the two you mentioned are very high up there.
Yeah, because we're big fans of Nick Kershaw's work.
Yeah, Chroma Key suit.
Well, also, like, you can't knock the whole, you know, before video came out, Howard Jones had the, you know, he kind of got the guy in chains dancing.
Oh, right. What's that for?
Don't you remember he used to have his mate or something? And he'd be going, "What is love?" And there'd be a guy in chains.
Oh, another bloke, yes.
He was kind of the first Bez, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, although I think the first one was the bloke and the Thompson twins who did Bugger All, remember?
There was he did die.
Yeah, he was fantastic and an essential part of the outfit.
And I was told earlier on that Andrew Ridgely married one of Bananarama, and that's such a fib. That's not true at all.
No.
And I should know, mate, pop trivia, all those losers were on, never mind about that.
Did you have Andrew Ridgely on your show?
No, he was too. He was a motor car racer for.
Then he did skiing for a while. There was a solo album though, and I mean, surely now that George Michael is on sort of the downward spiral.
Well, I think Wham are supposed to be getting back together. Oh, right? Yeah. Who cares?
Everyone's getting back together. Yeah. The Pixies are touring Australia now.
Yeah, I saw the Pixies.
The Police.
The Police.
I mean,
and then you got F the Police by
N.W.A.
Ends with Attitude.
All coming back. Who else? Someone else is coming back here.
Take That. They're out and about at the moment. Yeah,
that song, Patience, is lovely.
Take That song?
Yeah. Have you had that?
No, we haven't had on this one.
Coming up.
So you like the boy bands now. I mean, I read somewhere that you got sick of boy bands appearing on that show, and that's why.
Yeah, but Take That or not. But Mark Owen used to be on it quite a bit. Okay. But no, Patience is a great song. And the thing I cannot understand, right? You haven't got this song. You know, there's a band called The Automatic, and they've got a song called What's That Coming Over the Hill? Is It a Monster?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've asked anyone. No one knows who that is.
I know the song. Seen it on YouTube.
On YouTube?
But yeah, but they don't really play it that much.
Because this is the thing. I did this whole routine, which I was looking forward to doing, about going into HMV as a 41-year-old, and I saying, can I have that single by The Automatic, please? And the guy behind the counter going, how does it go, sir? I'm going, you know, what's that coming over the hill? Is it a monster? And he's going, as a 41-year-old, do you want to buy a song with what lyrics are? And I'm, what's that coming over the hill? Is it a monster? He goes, hang on a second. Can all the staff get behind me here? Till two. Now, say it again, 41-year-old. And, you know, but I can't do that. So,
well, see, I'm 42, and I find that you can tell you're getting older when the new Weird Al Yankovic album arrives and you don't know any of the songs that he's sending up.
No, I tell you how I know I get older from travelling. And it's that thing of, you know, when you get to the airport and they go, is that all your luggage? And I go, all my luggage? That's just my pills and supplements. That'll do me for the weekend.
Well, we want to talk classic rock videos. Mm. That's what we're going to do today.
But what is a classic rock video?
What is a classic rock video? See, everyone else has a different... I mean, I love the Praise You video, Fatboy Slim.
That's a good one.
That's as good as it gets.
They did that 20-1 on Channel 9 the other week, and one Michelle Gondry clip and one Spike Jonze, and they're sort of like, you know, the Twin Towers of...
Who got number one?
I think it was...
And
was
did
it
planes go into the boat of them?
No.
I'm not sure what was number one. I think it was Thriller. Something good.
We've got to move on.
I like a narrative one, like King Missile's Detachable Penis or NWA 100 Miles and Running.
I like the Coldplay Backwards one.
Oh, that's good. The Scientist. That's a good one.
And I like the Radiohead where he's got the big old helmet on.
Is it Street Spirit? Is it?
No. Anything that's backwards is a goer.
I'm into that.
And the R.E.M. Traffic Jam.
Everybody hurts.
Yeah. He just got out and walked. That one.
Yeah.
That's a beauty. Some very poor piss takes of that over the years, I will say.
And the... Was it the Mariah Carey where the ship sank?
Was that just a gig or... That was a clip.
Did she not do the theme to Titanic?
We'll find out. Our listeners will sort this mess out for us. Call us with what you think is the greatest rock video of all time and have a word to Sean Hughes, touring Australia at the moment. 133353.
Get this.
It's not a very nice thing to hear, and I just think it's really mean and uncalled for.
Brought to you by Nathan Smale, who once saw 8 midgets performing the safety dance. Yeah, right, Nathan. Sounds like you may have been hanging out with Ben Cousins at the Cousins Laboratory.
Let's get this around the nation on Triple M. Comedian Sean Hughes is coming to your town, assuming your town is Adelaide, Sydney or Melbourne. He's with us in the studio and we're talking great rock videos. Who's on the line?
I'm loving it.
Hello there, Dave. How are you?
Yeah, g'day. How are you, boys?
Excellent, sir. What are you nominating?
Mate, I've got two. The first one, the all-time classic Girls on Film, Duran Duran.
Yes.
Yeah.
Have
you gay?
Are you talking about the long or the short version?
Oh, definitely the long version.
The long version.
I'll go the short version.
Yeah, it comes on Rage occasionally, the full length Electric Blue style version of that.
And it's fantastic. It's definitely stood the test of time.
And what's your other one?
Fat Boy Slim, Weapon of Choice.
Oh, Christopher Walken.
Walken, yes. The hotel.
Duran Duran, did you ever have the team from Duran Duran on your show?
I'm still waiting for that bunch of people who clap to get out of the studio.
Can't shake them. Wow. And
you
Chris,
just let them in.
Yeah, they're
Mexicans.
That's right, they're not being paid.
They insist on it.
That's a pretty good selection. I mean, a lot of people have voted for Weapon of Choice.
Yep.
Greatest video of all time. Can we go more obscure than that, Ed Cavalier?
Tim, how are you?
G'day, boys. How are you?
Excellent, sir. Which one are you nominating?
Wunderbar.
Oh, give us the Wunderbar story.
Oh, it's just a bunch of guys dressed up as Vikings hanging off walls and trees singing Wunderbar.
Do you know this one, Sean?
Who's it by?
Wunderbar.
I can't remember their name now.
Ah, right.
I've got one for your 80s synth rock, though.
Yeah.
Twist in Saint-Tropez.
Oh, who was that?
I don't know the name of them, but
I can hear it in my head.
Synth in it.
And is it kind of a...
Have you just come out of a coma?
Someone will call with Twist in Saint-Tropez. I know that one.
Yeah, it's an old one.
Is it kind of a... I'm picturing kind of open neck shirts, lots of hair on the beach kind of deal?
Oh,
is that what we're talking?
Scritty Politti or something like that?
Scritty Politti. You know, they say music died when, you know, that Jimi Hendrix. But I think it died when after Sherbet sang How's That?
Oh, that's a very controversial thing to say in this country.
You messed about, you caught me out. How's that?
They got back together too.
Yeah, they're on the road at the moment.
Thank you, Tim. Hi, Sam. How are you?
Not bad. How you doing, team?
Excellent. What are you nominating?
The Pageantry of Roll by Spinal Tap.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Okay. The Majesty of Rock, the Pageantry of Roll.
Yeah, that's it.
Possibly the greatest rock video of all time. I actually might come around to this one. Have you ever seen that?
Spinal Tap.
Yeah, yeah.
No, what's that about?
It's from the Break Like the Wind album. Mm-hmm. And what are they doing in the video clip?
So it's not from the film?
Anything you can imagine, it's in there.
Yeah, that's right. You've got Nigel Tufnell is in a spandex bodysuit, like a green Spider-Man costume. but with a kilt as well.
Yeah.
That's a good look.
I like the bit where the words fly at the screen. It says, Majesty of Rock, the.
That's right. The Majesty of Rock, the Pageantry of Roll, the
Crowing of the Cock, is it?
Yeah, the Farmer Takes a Wife, the Barber Takes a Pole. I can't remember. It's a fantastic lyrics. That's the lyrics.
Thank you, Sam. Hi, Scott.
Hi, guys.
Excellent, sir. What are you nominating?
Bloodhound Along Came Mary.
Bloodhound Gang Along Came Mary.
Have you seen that one, Sean?
I've never heard of them. Are they
Bloodhound Gang? Yeah.
Oh, no, Bloodhound Gang.
Yeah, and what happens in the video?
It's Bloodhound Gang, the band, performing their music, their video clip, and they've got all the cast and directors and chippies and all of them are girls, naked, centerfold, covered with their clipboards or their tool belts.
Oh. Well, they've got to do their work, fella.
A nude film crew. Okay, I think at least half of the clips have involved nudity so far. We have more
I quite like that Natalie Imbruglia one where they're kind of all... She's just looking like she's about to cry. She's probably about to cry because she knew she was only going to have one hit.
Is it Torn? But, is that the one for Torn?
Yeah, but there was all those people in the background.
That's right. She's standing still and there's...
Looking really emotional.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. Well, we have many more clips to get to. Please stay on the line, people. We'll be back with more in a moment. I'll get this... That's Queen. They want to break free. Sean Hughes is with us.
Hi.
We're attempting to find the best rock video of all time. Bloodhound Gang fans, and there are such a thing, have been on the phone to say the name of the song was The Ballad of Chasey Lane.
Mm-hmm. I quite like that rock video. You know the one where Mel Gibson gets really drunk and he gets in the car?
Yes.
And the copper stops him, breathalyzes him, and he blames the Jews.
That's fantastic.
I don't remember what song it was, but it was really good, that one.
It's a crowd pleaser. Who have we got on the line, Ed Cavalier?
Doug, how are you?
G'day, mate. How you doing?
Excellent. What are you nominating?
Sabotage by the Beastie Boys.
Yes.
You must know that one, Sean.
I do, yeah.
That's a classic.
It's sort of Starsky and Hutch style, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
Spike Jonze.
Yep. Doug, sing a bit of it, though.
Sorry?
Sing a little bit of it.
Oh, mate. I couldn't. I wouldn't do it justice.
Ah, fair enough.
Come on, they're rappers. They can't say.
Sean, you're not giving away free tickets to your Sydney concert, eh?
Yeah, all the way.
And boys, can I ask you a question?
Yeah. Yeah, well, what do you want from us?
Do you mind if I plug the company I work for?
Oh, I think that'd be all right.
Yeah.
As long as it's not the Nazi party, we'll go with it.
Bow tie removals.
There you go.
Bow tie removals.
Right. Yeah.
Bow tie, mate.
So this is for people who can't take off their own bow tie.
What do you do, mate? We'll take it off for you.
Quite a service. Thank you, Doug.
Wow. Oh, I must get the number for that. I've just been in a gang slaying. My arms have been chopped off. How do I get my bow tie off? Call Doug.
Who's next?
Hi, Stuart. How are you?
Hello, gentlemen. How are you guys?
Excellent. What are you... which one?
Well, are you guys familiar with Rolling Stones' mid-90s song, Like a Rolling Stone, the Bob Dylan song?
Yes, the remake of it.
Yeah.
What happens in the clip? It's all black and white, isn't it?
Well, it's like a typical day for Keith. It's just out of control. It's all that fantastic, blurry, weird vision and out of focus kind of deal. And I think that the girl in it is Patricia Arquette.
Yeah, it is.
And it's, I think, maybe...
Is it?
It's directed by Michel Gondry.
Yes.
But as well, that's pretty nerdy, I know.
You guys.
But no, I think it might be the first use of bullet time.
Is it the first use of bullet time, do you know, sir?
I think it would be.
Oh, there you go. Another ticket to a short show and a free bow tie removal for you, sir.
Thanks, Stuart. Hi, Steve.
G'day, guys. How are you going?
Excellent.
Oh, geez, you're a bunch of nerds, aren't you?
What? Yep, there's no denying it.
Me?
How dare
all
you?
All these obscure songs, I've never even heard of them.
Well,
it's got to be Pink Floyd's The Wall.
Oh, okay.
Who are they?
What are you talking about?
Oh, the Marching Hammers.
Yeah, Marching Hammers. You can't go wrong with Marching Hammers. And was there Marching Hammers in the live show? Because they tended to try and, you know, have an inflatable pig drop from the sky.
I did see them live, but I don't see any hammers.
No, well.
It was a while ago.
Okay. I think we're on uncertain ground here. It's much too mainstream for us. Yeah. Who's going next, Dan?
Hi, Dan. How are you?
Yeah, g'day. How you going?
Excellent. What do you got for us?
If you want obscure, Alexi Sale, Didn't You Kill My Brother?
Didn't You Kill My Brother? Because I think that was the follow-up.
The best bit in the clip was when he turns to the camera and he goes, come here. And they do a close-up and he says, go away.
Ah, yes. See, that was a big... He had a big hit in this country with the first song.
John, have you got a new motor?
Hello, John, got a new motor. And then I think, Didn't You Kill My Brother? Not quite as successful. But still remembered by that bloke.
Well done, Dan. Keeping it real.
I think Alexi Sale is a proper author, much like yourself these days, Sean Hughes.
Yeah, he's actually got... He put on so much weight, he refuses to go on stage anymore. Me, I get the odd little bit of water retention, but I'm not fine.
Who's going next?
Hi, Rob, how are you?
Yeah, good, thanks.
Now you're going to clean it up a bit for us. What have you got?
Gymnasium by Steve Cummings.
Now that is a very obscure Australian song.
And a classic film clip as well.
What happens in that one, Rob? I've never seen it.
They're in a boxing gym.
Oh, yeah.
And a couple of naked chillers in the shower washing one another.
Yeah. 3 minutes of that.
You've got a bit of the song there, have you, Mr. Bart? This is the song here.
Female bodybuilder does a stick.
Female, are you picturing female bodybuilders right now?
Pretty well.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, but Rob, the thing is, you're saying it's a good video. It's naked girls in the shower.
It's a good song too. It's a fantastic song.
The thing is, you don't actually say anything because it's a pop video. Why don't you buy yourself some porn?
I've got that too. Well, you want to buy some?
Borrow it. I'm not going to buy it though.
Well, I'm not sure if we have time for any more callers in this break because what is that sound, Mr. Martin? Oh my God!
Oh no.
Sean Hughes, if you've never heard Lips of an Angel by Hinder.
Looking forward to it.
Here it comes, and let's hear from the boys from Hinder themselves.
What's up? This is Blower.
This is Cody.
Blower.
And this is Mike from Hinder, and you're listening to Tonum.
No.
Go again. Tony Martin.
What's up? This is Blower.
This is Cody.
And this is Mike, and Tony Martin goes f***ing crazy every time he hears Hinder right here on Triple M.
There they are. That is Lips of an Angel by Hinder. Sean Hughes, over from the UK, has never heard that song before.
See, you know, I can understand why 15-year-olds will like that song. I don't mean to be patronised of 15-year-olds. When I was 15, I would have liked it as well as what I'm saying. But you know when he's doing that bit at the end, he's going, and then I thought, you know, he probably is getting a BJ, hence Lips of an Angel.
Quite possibly.
Do you like the way that I didn't get you into trouble?
No, you didn't get us into trouble.
Very kind.
We
Thank
like
you.
To get, go to the edge of trouble.
Yeah.
That's where we go to.
Have
you
a
know,
look at it.
Sean, you've been here for nearly an hour.
I haven't had a BJ.
No, not yet.
Not even an OJ.
Everyone gets one on the way out of the studio. Yeah. It's something to look forward to. We haven't had any Irish cliches. I don't think we've really. Is St. Patrick's Day coming?
Last week.
Oh, last week, been and gone. Yep. See, I didn't even have a single glass of green beer.
Well,
is that something they have in Ireland, or is that just out here?
And America as well.
Dye the rivers green.
It's really weird, actually, because I'm very much like, you know the way Chris Rock looks at the bad parts of black culture?
Yes.
I tend to, I don't celebrate Irish culture at all. No, and I tend to look at, I hate a lot of Irish culture. No. And I had to do this interview on the phone when I was coming over here for an Irish newspaper. And, you know, I thought, like, you know, I'm just going to be nice and stuff. And the questions he asked me, when you're on tour, do you miss your family? And I'm going, you know, my mum and dad, I don't live with them anymore. You know, and it's just that real old kind of, the poor fella, he's only been over here about 4 weeks, but I reckon he's dead in a ditch now. Asking people questions like that. No, you're having a beer in the, do you miss your family when you're out having a beer? So it's just that I don't like that whole Irish kind of thing, you know, pig under the arm. And that my least favourite expression is having the crack.
Oh, yeah. So now that's the CRAIC.
Yeah. If anyone ever says that to you, just punch them.
All right. Thank you very much.
Use my permission.
There you go. We've got permission. Hey, we have to get another song in. Okay. Can we do that?
Yeah.
Have we got something?
I think we do.
I know we'd like to hear you being drunk again, Mr. Marson.
Tell us a story.
Yeah, we've got a very disturbing footage of Richard drunk. We'll try and get that in on tomorrow's show. In the meantime, who have we got? No Doubt. There, get this. It's Just a Girl, No Doubt here at Get This. Sean Hughes, thank you very much for sitting in for the entire hour.
Has it been an hour?
It has been an hour.
You guys are a lot of fun. This time has flown. I'm with, what's the name of that
guy? You're with Hinder?
I'm with Hinder. My name's Maddie. It's great being over here. That's me playing the bass there as well as talking. Some people say we're a bit, you know, not so clever, but we are.
Yeah, say hello to Blower.
We're from Oklahoma.
One of you is called Blower, apparently. Sean, you're on an Adelaide win very soon.
Saturday and Sunday.
And then to Sydney after that?
Tuesday and Friday.
And then Melbourne for the International Comedy.
The rest of my life.
Yes, forever. Sentenced to the Comedy Festival. That will be a fantastic show to see. I've seen you many times live and it's always a treat.
No, I'm looking forward to it.
And one thing, we haven't really got time. Is it true you starred in a movie of Spike Milligan's Puckoon?
Yes, I played Spike Milligan in Puckoon.
That sounds great.
I got to do lots of scenes with Elliot Gould.
Really? I love Elliot Gould.
And Richard Attenborough.
Is that available on the DVD?
Yeah, no, that is actually. It's not a brilliant film, but I'm fantastic.
There you go. All right, check that one out. Thanks for joining us. And our key phrase today was...
I haven't had a BJ.
And we'll be back tomorrow with Tony Moclair. And it's all thanks to, as yet, nobody.